Philadelphia Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw has faced a mix of praise and criticism since starting in the position 3 years ago. The next mayor will have to partner with her, or replace her, to tackle the city's gun violence crisis. WHYY's Sammy Caola spent a morning with the woman behind the badge.
Outlaw began her North Philly tour at Ridge Avenue and 23rd Street. It's a busy corridor. It's got a mix of delis, salons, and dollar stores, and some of the worst gun violence in the city. She made it a block or so before people started shouting for her and asking for photos.
How are you? I appreciate you. Thank you.
Just feel like you beat up, and then you come out and get poured into. And it reminds me that I'm walking in my purpose and why I'm here, because this is not easy work.
When Outlaw became the city's first female police commissioner in February 2020, she didn't expect the challenges that quickly followed. After her first month, Philly Police Corporal James O'Connor was fatally shot. Then the pandemic caused quarantine shutdowns in early March. And when Minneapolis police officers murdered George Floyd that May, people protested all over the world, including in demonstrations here. 2021 would prove challenging for Outlaw as well. A January investigation from the Office of the Comptroller found she mismanaged the department's response to those protests, including authorizing tear gas to be used against civilians. Amid these problems for Outlaw, the city's gun violence crisis worsened. In 2021, Philly experienced the highest homicide tally in its recorded history, 562 deaths, mostly from guns. The next year, there were 516. Outlaw says she is still trying to move past those early difficulties.
So all they know of, and especially if things go from sugar to caca, you know, 0 to 90, when you do hear or see me, I'm only talking about negative things.
Jay McCalla is a government affairs consultant. He served under mayors Ed Rendell and John Street.
If you're a boss and your employee has done nothing but be associated with failure for the last several years, you're well within your rights to replace that person. And I think on that basis alone, her association with failure would hobble the next mayor.
Three mayoral candidates say they'll replace Outlaw if they're elected, and others say they'll reevaluate police leadership. Only one has said he would keep Outlaw in place. When asked about her reforms, she points out that she banned officers from using tear gas after the George Floyd protests, and from sitting or kneeling on someone's face or neck, and from searching a home without knocking. She also mentions the 100 officers that she redeployed to four high-crime districts, the 22nd, the 24th, the 25th, and the 39th. Three of those four have seen a decrease in shootings since this time last year, and half saw drops in homicide. That's according to police data. Outlaw also fought for an agreement with the Fraternal Order of Police Union to put civilians into administrative jobs so more officers can be out on the streets. It's all part of addressing the officer shortage.
So unfortunately, we don't have the luxury of putting a cop on every corner.
And she says even if she could do that, she would get backlash from people who feel over-policed.
But I'd like to hear from folks, well, what do you think the answer is? And they don't know. We want you to know.
I'm like, okay, we're doing everything that we think we can. We're pulling out all the stops, all the models, the best practices, all that. All of that's been, it's what we're doing.
But for some Philadelphians living in neighborhoods where violence is high, Outlaw's efforts just aren't doing enough. Robbie Ridgway owns Process Junior's Barbershop on Ridge Avenue. The day Outlaw came through his neighborhood, he spoke his mind.
But now we're starting to learn that the businesses are ready to move out because of the fact that the violence is still in the way that it is. So we're talking 10 years of the same nonsense and the same promises.
And I think it's important to acknowledge the frustrations, because again, I'm working from a level of on what I see on paper.
Right.
But I don't live here.
Right.
So you feel something different. So I get that. I think it's important to manage expectations, though. This stuff didn't happen overnight. And so it's going to slowly chip away.
She wants people to see that she's doing the best she can with a difficult situation. She says she's going to keep showing up to prove it to them. Walking down Ridge Avenue, she pointed out one of her favorite places for lunch.
Now, that's my fish and grist spot.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
And got into some cooking talk with one of her captains.
I said, I wish I had it in me to cook and clean a whole fish. It's just not. That's not my call. I'm good. I want it without the eyes, without all the stuff on it, ready to go, and then I just do what I want to do.
She wants people to look beyond the uniform.
So hopefully people see Danielle, the human being, the person, the mom, the family member, the person that likes to go out and enjoy life and do things.
And she says she's not letting anybody's criticisms bring her down.
Again, I have had the honor of leading this department through one of the most tumultuous times in history. The history books have not yet been written, but we've gotten so much accomplished.
Sammy Kayola, WHYY News.